Most parents could easily give you a long list of the things they do every day to care for their children. Feed them, bathe them, review homework with them, schedule doctor's appointments for them. The list can start to feel like it might go on forever. But how many parents would add play to that list? Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Susan Britton from the Center for Alexandria's Children. Thank you for joining us today, Susan. Today, we'll discuss why it is so important that parents play with their children, as well as some great examples of positive play tips you can use with your own children. So let's start with the basic question, why is play so important for parents and children?
Well, maybe the most important reason, one of the reasons we talk about a lot, is that children learn through play. Their brains don't work the same way adults' brains do. They learn through doing, and that's the best way for them to learn about the world around them, to gain skills they'll need for school and their life beyond school. But two other really important reasons to play with your kids. One is the relationship building that can go on. Parents and kids need to play together to build that relationship so that they're able to talk about tough topics, or your kids are able to come to you when they've got problems at school, ask for your advice, those kinds of things, and so that they'll respect your guidance, the rules of the house, your guidance about different things that they may be going through at school. So the play is really important for your relationship with your child and also for your child's self-esteem and self-worth. When you take time out of your very busy day to play with them, it tells them that their needs are important, their ideas are important, that they're important in your life. And also, for behavior. Everything, or many things anyway, from two-year-old temper tantrums all the way up to risk-taking behaviors you'll see in teenagers, a lot of that behavior is driven by a need for attention. And so if you're playing with your child, if you're giving them positive attention, that takes away some of that need that they may be trying to fulfill by doing things you'd rather they not do, like throw temper tantrums or do things as teenagers, risk-taking behaviors that you would prefer that they not do. So that positive attention can really pay off in terms of the behavior you see other times as well.
Great. So suppose that someone's listening today and they're convinced now that they should spend time playing with their child. But when they sit down to play with their child, they're not even really sure what to do. It becomes almost an uncomfortable situation. So what are some tips for parents who are listening this morning?
So I would say the first thing is, relax and let your kids take the lead. A lot of times, parents, you kind of sit down and it's this big buildup. We're going to play. We're going to have a great time. We're going to do this and this and this. And if you kind of relax and let your child set the pace and your child set the agenda, you'll find that they will take over. They're very good at play. This is what they do. But also I would say, get some tools of the trade. Get some blocks for younger kids. Board games can be a great way to structure it so that you're not sort of sitting there like, what do we do now? Get out Monopoly or Trouble or Sorry. And there are rules that you follow and kind of a procedure that can help. And also in our area, we're very fortunate. We've got world-class museums and zoos and things that we can go to for free. So if you plan a fun outing, again, that activity will sort of drive the agenda a little bit and may, give you a ready-made topic to talk about, what you're seeing or what museum you're going to go to. Those kinds of things can help. And also, think about your interests. If you pick something you enjoy, you're going to enjoy doing it. So sharing that with your child can be a really great experience for both of you in terms of building a relationship and just a lot of enjoyment because it's something that you really love. You can share that with your child as well.
Great tips. Some of the toy examples that you gave at the beginning aren't the electronic, fancy, expensive toys. They're sort of the basics that actually allow the child to maybe explore some creativity and maybe offer a little bit more opportunity for that interaction that you were driving for in the beginning.
Absolutely. And I would say, too, though, if you're starting, if this is kind of a new priority, and something, if you haven't had family game night and you haven't sat down to play Monopoly or Jenga with your kids, especially if you're meeting some resistance, if they don't want to play, I think, it can be a great thing to meet them where they're at a little bit too and join in, if there is a, rock band or something or Wii bowling or something. I mean, I agree with you completely. I like kind of the back to the basics board games and things like that because I think they do allow for more conversation and creativity. But there's nothing wrong with playing Wii bowling with your kids. If that's what they want to play and that's what they enjoy, that can be a great experience too. So I think meeting them where they're at and doing something that they enjoy, even if it's something you wouldn't choose to do, and then the next time maybe you'll do something else or keep with that. So I wouldn't be afraid to kind of enter their world a little bit too. I think that can be a really good way to engage with them as well.
And to see what their interests are and how they handle that. And in some cases, they may have more skill level on, for instance, the Wii bowling yeah. than I do as a parent. And it's a chance for the child to teach the parent something and reverse roles a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what else are we trying to accomplish when we play with our children?
I mean, I think it's important to think of accomplishing nothing except having fun in some ways. You know, I know especially in this day and age and sort of all the pressures that are coming down on kids and down on parents, it can be really hard to set aside time where you're not accomplishing anything. You're just having a good time. But I think that's, if you can think about it that way, I think that's really important and is actually going to make the play really productive for your child. It's a little counterintuitive in sort of the academic culture we're living in today, but play in and of itself for its own sake is a really good thing for children and a really good thing for adults too. I think we lose that too. I think it's really important that we have leisure time and we have play time as well. But that being said, as I mentioned before, play is an important vehicle of learning for children of all ages, young children, older children. And so, you know, thinking about that, the open dialogue with your child, thinking about what kind of problem solving they're doing, whether it's your two-year-old who's building a block tower that keeps falling down, or if it's your school-age child who keeps playing Monopoly and isn't doing very well, and you know maybe there's some strategy you could offer them about you know choosing whether or not to buy a property. I mean, there could be some, we call it scaffolding in child development lingo, about they're almost there, they're almost about to realize that if they put the bigger blocks on the bottom, their tower won't come falling down, and maybe there's a little ladder or a little step up you could offer them as a parent. So there's some learning that you could do, but I think really that relationship piece, just have a good time, build that positive relationship, have positive open dialogues with your child. That's really the most important thing, that and having fun.
You've said that a couple of times.
Have I? Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Susan Britton from the Center for Alexandria's Children, and we're talking about the importance of play. So let's talk about different ages of children and maybe offer some suggestions for play at different stages. And we could start with infants.
Sure. So infants, most important thing is to engage with them. And that means eye contact, and that means talking. And for very young infants, it means probably exaggerated talking and things that will sort of get their attention. But they're very wired to pay attention to faces. So if you can get in a position where you're making eye contact, you can talk to them about what they're looking at, talk about what they're holding, give them interesting things to hold, give them interesting things to put in their mouth, which is what they're going to do with most things you give them. But all of that's very important exploration for young infants. And we think about, too, with young children, talking to them as much as possible. There's a phrase I really like that is, you can't get language out unless you put language in. So a child can't learn to talk unless they've been talked to a lot, and that can really start in as an infant. And for infants and toddlers, talk about narrating what they're doing, and even think about it as sports casting. So you can sports cast, you know, they're reaching for this, oh, they dropped that, oh, they're going to go look at that, or now they're wondering what's over there. Any kind of like that, that really just gets a lot of language in their brains is good and is fun for them because, again, they're wired to kind of pay attention to you and to engage with that.
Great. So you already started transitioning to the toddler stage. Any other tips you want to offer about playing with toddlers?
I think for toddlers, most important thing is to be active. They are active and you shouldn't try to fight that. They want to explore. They want to walk. They want to crawl. They want to jump. They want to do all that stuff. So anything you can do that's active, following them around and sports casting or narrating what they're exploring. Bubbles are a great thing with toddlers. And it's, again, seems simple, but they love bubbles and chasing them and popping them and towers and balls, anything active and anything they can control, any choices that they can make. So they can choose blocks or bubbles. They can choose which room to go into. All of that, again, back to that behavior piece, is going to be good because they can have those opportunities to exercise some control, which they really like.
Great. And all the brain research is telling us that children learn an awful lot in those first few years of life. And so play really does serve an important role in preparing them to be successful in school. So let's move to the preschool stage, as you are those year or two before they're going to start formal schooling.
So I think some of the same things as toddlers, preschoolers also like to be very active. So throwing balls, bubbles, those kind of things. They're also moving into more dramatic play as well. So things like giving them props to play with, old pots and pans, old clothes to play dress up, those kind of things. And if you can join them in that, they love that. And it's so good for them. They're learning a lot about how to relate to people. They're learning a lot of language. They're learning to take turns. They're learning to wait for their turn. They're learning to share things. They're learning how other people feel. While they're playing, it can be a great vehicle for them to pretend and work some of those issues out as well. So any things you do with toddlers, but adding in some dramatic play, and they'll be able to do some more things with the towers besides just knock them down, which is what the toddlers will do. But they can build some more intricate things and have really great conversations about what they're building and thinking.
Mm-hmm. And then once the child's in school, play doesn't stop. In fact, it's still an important opportunity for bonding. So how about some ideas for school-aged kids?
One thing I love doing with school-aged kids is board games. We mentioned them before. But one reason I like them, especially for school-aged children, is because often they are just starting and getting really interested in the concept of fairness and taking turns, but also the idea if I'm playing chutes and ladders and I get to the second to last square and then I fall down a chute, is that fair? And dealing with that and how that feels when you get so close and you fall back down or you're playing sorry and somebody bumps you back to your home and they're always picking you and they're never bumping mom back to the space and all of those things. Those are really good things to work on because in life, sometimes you get really close to the end and you fall back down. And learning to deal and how to cope with those things and how to work them out in a play situation in a very non-threatening way is a really healthy development tool. And they really enjoy it because it is challenging for them. It's something they really enjoy oftentimes. So board games.
Great. We are about out of time, but I don't want to forget the tweens and teens. So in middle and high school.
I think, like I mentioned before, going fun outings, zoos, museums are great free around here, and letting them plan movie night or book to read together, those kinds of things is important and something they enjoy and get a lot of quality time that way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan, for joining us and offering such wonderful tips for parents who are listening today. Every day we're checking things off of a never-ending to-do list. Make lunches, sign permission slips, pay the bills. For some reason, we often feel guilty if we're not doing one of those critical items every second of the day, as if sitting still and interacting with our children can't possibly be important because we're enjoying it. Well, that's not true. Add playing to the top of your to-do list today. So much of the job of parenting is tough, but here's a piece that is achieved simply by connecting with and enjoying your family. Playing with your child, devoting that special focused time, is an important responsibility, but it's one of the great rewards of parenting as well. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Susan Britton for joining me to talk about this important topic this morning. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children, and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about positive play and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.